Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show.
Good example, Dennis. Playing tennis. I got back in the pool on Sunday. It's amazing how well you float when you have extra weight.
Yeah, well, not everybody follows their doctor's orders when the doctor gives orders.
You know, I actually did this. I actually didn't follow a direction.
What she's talking about is prescriptions. When patients don't fill their prescriptions, and this too was an article from the New York Times, it was referring to a doctor friend of the author, which is Pauline Chen, whose patient died from complications stemming from a chronic bleeding problem. And the doctor was completely befuddled, couldn't figure out what was wrong, why they had slid so badly, until they realized that the patient had not filled prescriptions that the doctor had given.
The doctor had done some sleuthing.
And then the doctor felt even worse, blaming himself or herself for not having asked the questions of the patient, are you taking the prescriptions that I gave you?
But you know, Dennis, sometimes it's, sometimes we, the patient, just plain forget.
Well, that's easy enough to do.
Yeah, or maybe there could be a financial issue that could have been remedied.
Now, Pauline refers to talking about prescription taking or medicine taking as a taboo subject, patient to doctor. I personally don't see it that way, but regardless, it's called medication not adherent. It has significant costs, and would you believe that it costs the United States alone $170 billion?
Well, that actually, I'm going to jump off this article for a second, because communicating with your doctor is a good key practice, not only for the doctor to communicate with you, but you also, if you don't like the prescription that you're being given, or you have a question about it, or you don't know how to use it, good idea to follow up again with that doctor and review the reasons why it's been prescribed.
You know, that's a very good point that wasn't in the article. People have negative effects that they would prefer not to have, and oftentimes just stop taking the medication because of those side effects, rather than calling the doctor and asking, is there an alternative? Because this is the way it makes me feel, and I don't want to feel that way.
And it may be something, too. We have certainly a stretched economy right now, so maybe asking if the generic could be a substitute, or maybe there's samples at the doctor's office that you might be able to take. So there's some ways around that. But more importantly, really putting some notes on paper as you're leaving the doctor's office to make sure that you've remembered everything that's been said, and you can follow up a few days later or whenever that question pops up in your mind. I'm continuing on here. I'm sorry, but I did the same thing. I went to a doctor and he had suggested a supplement. It wasn't a prescription, and he asked me about it and I had totally forgotten to purchase it.
Well, keeping notes, understanding what the doctor tells you, as much as the doctor may be rushed to get out of the office, you may be too. And as a result, you're not focusing on what he said, what he's given you, the reason that that particular prescription may be given. But the whole idea, when they did research on non-adherence in the past, they focused on what happened once the patients have filled their prescription. They never looked at it with the intent of what happens if they never fill the prescription.
Right. Or they're not filling it often enough, which means that they're not taking it.
Well, Harvard Medical School did a study, and they found that 20% of the first-time patient prescriptions were never filled, and they looked at over 75,000 patients, and that there were certain patterns of non-adherence. First-time prescriptions for chronic diseases like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and diabetes were more likely not to be filled, whereas those for pediatric patients 18 years of age and younger and for antibiotics were more likely to be filled.
That's because we take better care of our children than we do ourselves.
Well, or that we take better care of each other than we do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
More important factors contributing to non-adherence are likely to be affordability. Yeah. And as you said, patient-physician communication. But they're also looking at the cumbersome process of filling a prescription, which often means that you've got to get the prescription, you've got to take it to the pharmacy, you've got to drop it off, wait, or come back and pick it up. And they found that studies conducted in Europe, which has a more integrated care system, found that there was a higher compliance. But they also found that there are, in Northern California, for instance, Kaiser Permanente, which is a large health provider in that area, found only 5% of their patients did not fill their initial prescriptions. And that was in large part because Kaiser had prescription filling capabilities within the facilities where the doctors were.
That would be a huge help.
The article also goes on talking about electronic records and the ability for the doctor to be able to monitor whether that prescription got filled. Big Brother can help.
It can. And we also had an article on consolidation reshaping medicine, which ties in with this, actually.
In a sense, it does.
It does, actually.
That would tend to be a positive thing because it would allow doctors to be in facilities that have pharmacies that can fill the prescription and maybe even bring it up to the doctor's office before the patient leaves the doctor's premises.
Right.
And that way they leave with the prescription in hand.
That would be very helpful.
And we're going to solve all the problems of the world.
That's right.
On this radio show. Just wait. All right, we're going to wrap it up. This is it for the week, and we hope you had a good week, have a better week, and we'll see you next week. Take care.